This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, here we go. We have questions for John Jansen. You can send yours in, dearjohnjansen@gmail.com. The prompts today, leftovers, lottery, tempting my roommate.
Oh, boy.
Parking in front of the house. Let's begin.
All right, so we're going to start with leftovers.
I love leftovers.
Dear John, I throw a lot of parties at my house and I love to cook and I think I'm pretty good at it. Maybe too good. One of the friends that always comes comes to all of them and leaves with leftovers. Sometimes takes all that's left at the end. Right? Okay. So every last scrap. And I appreciate that he doesn't want to waste food, but I want some of my leftovers. I've told him about it, but it keeps happening. I can't believe it, but I think I have to not invite him to the next one. Am I overreacting? How would you handle it?
So how is this individual taking the leftovers? Does he bring
coming
his own container? Hey, I'm here. Let's party.
Paper plate, foil.
Yeah. Any chance you could wash these for me? I still got the leftovers from your leftovers last time. I don't know. So depends on, one, how much fun this individual is to have at the party.
Good point.
And I mean, how important is it that they're there? If it's kind of a fringe individual, then maybe you just don't, you just stop inviting them. Or if there's somebody that you still want to come, but you want to make sure you have leftovers, then as soon as people, it looks like people are kind of done, and I know you don't want to stop being social, grab a few of those for yourselves, put them in your fridge. Certainly,
you
they won't
go. You got to run defense on this friend.
Yeah, I mean, it seems to be going a little bit deep. But if he's not going, he or she is not going to listen and say, "Hey, fine with you taking some leftovers. I appreciate the fact that you love them so much. I don't want to waste it either. But this is my food that I'm providing, and I want some of the leftovers. If they're not going to honor that, then at some point, yeah, you say, you know, hey, at least not every time is this individual coming."
I think so, too. I mean, it says that they talked to them about it already.
Right.
And if they're going to keep doing it after you've had the conversation you just said, like, hey, I don't mind you taking some leftovers, but leave some for me, then that's something wrong with that person.
Yeah. Again, is he bringing his or her own Tupperware?
Probably not.
I love it when people come over. I like having leftovers as well. And I want to have something left over from what we made. But I try and always send a little bit home.
Always.
Yeah. Oh, please take this because I'm not going to eat it all.
That's what I'm surprised about is most people are like, get the food out of here. I made a lot of it. I'm a good cook. I can make my meal for myself later. Just get the food out of the house.
That's how I am. I don't want any of it left over.
Oh, really?
Because we don't really eat the leftovers a lot, and it sits and it goes bad. So I'm more of like, take it. Everyone take food. Please don't leave it behind.
It all depends on the food.
It does.
It does.
Who takes initiative on taking leftovers? You're supposed to be told to take leftovers.
Yeah,
right.
Every time.
Yeah.
Like if you go there 1,000 times, you still say, hey, if you're the host, go ahead and take some of this if you want. You want to take some of this?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Here, let
but
me
you
put
don't,
it in.
You don't start grabbing it yourself. Like you said, bringing your own Tupperware is one thing, but like a lot of people will put stuff in Ziploc bags. Like,
oh, yeah.
So the
yeah.
guy gets out the Ziploc bags and this friend starts grabbing them and...
Or do they
it's a
bring
very moochy
own...
move.
It
I think.
Is.
Oh yeah.
It
or do
is.
They do they bring their own Ziploc bags and I, you know, hey, party's almost over. Out of the pocket comes the Ziploc baggie.
And they're doing a search through.
Uh-huh.
And...
Yeah.
Oh,
I'll
man.
Have a little of this. Oh, okay. Like... Hey, do you don't happen to have an extra baggie? Do you? I only brought three.
Thievery. Taking it.
This next one is lottery. Dear John, all my coworkers have gone back to the office as of January. I work in sales, and our manager will give us little incentives and stuff for coming in. Last month, he put scratch-off lottery tickets on everyone's desk. The guy next to me won a big prize. No, not the Mega Millions or anything like that, but he won $5,000. When a friend buys you a ticket, you cut them in. Does he owe the sales manager any money?
It's the size of the winnings, I think. If you won $50, no. If you won a couple $1,000, you throw him $100. It really depends on the size of the winning.
This is $5,000.
Oh, I missed that detail.
Yeah, $5,000.
$5,000. Yeah, I would throw him a little bit. Absolutely. I would throw him a couple $100.
Heather?
I don't know. Typically, yes. If I were to be gifted a lottery ticket, let's say for Christmas, which is what we do with my family all the time, and I scratched it off and I won something huge, I'm going to give my family member who bought it for me a part of that winning. I'll probably give more away. This, to me, is a little different than gifting it to somebody. This is like, I don't know if I would.
Some of it depends on the relationship between you and your sales manager.
Are you friends or
are
you coworkers?
Are you friends or just coworkers?
Right.
Yeah. Is this just boss?
Like, I don't even know if I would say much. Right, like, I think I would scratch it off and be like, okay.
That's the key. And you don't tell them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
And you keep
yeah.
it all for yourself.
Yeah. You sit there, scratch it off. Oh, yes, winner.
Although if this coworker knows, I wonder how many other people know that he won it.
Yeah. Anyway. Next one. Tempting my roommate. Dear John, my roommate, we'll call her Jennifer, is on a strict diet and has been super into fitness, which is great. Last night, I ordered a ton of food from a local takeout place that we both love. It's Thai food. And when it arrived, the smell just kind of took over the whole place.
It's wafting.
Yep. I had leftovers and put some in the fridge for later. She smelled the food and saw it and said I shouldn't be tempting her to break her diet like that. Did I do anything wrong?
Nope.
Because I also have a bunch of ice cream in the freezer because, you know, I have a sweet tooth.
No. If she can't handle it, then move. Her decision to be on the diet and be on a strict diet, okay, have a little willpower, and your goals are your goals. Don't put those on your roommate. Now, if you go into it, if you've had this giant struggle with weight, which a lot of people do, mm-hmm. right? It's not abnormal. And your roommate says, I will do everything I can to help support you. That's a different situation where, yeah, I think you know, if you're helping support this roommate and you've bought into it as well, then I think you have to take that into account. But if it's just her decision and she says, this is what I'm doing, then no, you don't have to take that into account.
Yeah, this guy did nothing wrong.
No.
Ordered food to eat. It's her choice to go on the diet.
Yeah.
If it's something like you talked about, like maybe it sounds like they're just roommates, not dating. Yeah. I don't know. But if it's like a husband and wife and the husband or the wife is saying like, I really need to get in shape. I'm on this diet. We'll go and do it together. And then they keep doing this over and over where they buy all of this food. And
so when
maybe,
I first,
but no, I no.
When I first started my weight loss, and obviously, you know, chocolate chip cookies are one of those things where I just can't stop with one. I talked to Lisa about it and she supported me in it, and she wasn't going to have those for the quote unquote 40 days.
Right.
But if there was something that she wanted to eat, I wasn't going to sit there and say, no, you can't do that.
Yeah. That was one of the keys when I lost weight is if you don't buy the junk food, if it never enters the house, you don't eat it.
Yeah.
But with roommates, they're allowed to do whatever the hell they want. And it's just going to be an extra challenge for you if you're trying to lose weight. And how serious are you going to be about it?
Yeah.
Last one says parking in front of the house.
Oh.
Dear John, my next door neighbor takes up too much room. The husband and wife park in the driveway. They have two kids who drive and they always have friends over too. Cars pile up in the street where I can't even park in front of my own house. I started parking there before we even fill up our driveway just to kind of protect the spot. What's the answer here?
I think you just solved it. Park there before somebody else does. It's a public road, and I understand it's awkward, but if... And you could talk to them and say, hey, when you have people over, could you just let them know to leave me a spot so that I could park in front of my own house? If you have too many cars, or if it's a... You're coming home from work late, but the wife has to leave a little bit earlier. You want to make sure, because a lot of people, you're not allowed to park overnight on the street. Some communities you can. I would have that conversation. Just leave me a spot. But they don't have to.
Yeah, I do think it comes down to communication. This is something that does bother me. Maybe not this particular situation, but if a neighbor has their house completely open on the street, but they park in front of my house.
Oh, that's
that shouldn't happen.
That to me, I'm like, dude, you have your whole house to park in front of.
Park in front of your own house. But if that parking is full, then hey, you just.
But I think just have a conversation with them and say, hey, we need some space too. Can you try to tell your kids' friends to maybe park a little further down or something? Just talk to them. And then if it doesn't go, I don't know.
Well, then you have to, I guess, the guy's point. I mean, this is all you can do is play a little defense, right? You take the spot even before you fill up your own driveway.
But you got to get to work. I mean, you're not going to be there all day.
I know. So
you can't just leave your car there the whole time and not drive it.
And I think part of this debate is like, it is a public street, but everybody should get the spot in front of their house when possible, right? You try not to take that spot unless it's the last spot on the road. You park a house over before you take somebody's prime real estate.
Right, and that's why you fill up the front of your house first, or that neighbor fills up the front of their house first. But I'm not gonna sit there. I used to hate it when people would park in front of our house, but it happens, right? Is this happening on a daily basis?
Right.
Now that becomes a bigger issue.
True.
And that is Dear John. It's 97.1.